Welcome to episode 555 of Salcedo Paranormal. I'm your host, James Salcedo, and tonight we'll be talking about haunted places in the U.S. As always, you can find all episodes of the show, along with links to social media and other ways to contact me, at the podcast page, and that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O, paranormal.podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read them or have you join me on the show to talk about them. Thank you all for listening, whether you are here for the live streams on Discord, or if you listen to the podcast or YouTube feeds, or on the Trouble Minds Radio Network, KUAP, Digital Broadcasting. There you can hear replays of two episodes of the show every night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, right before Trouble Minds Radio comes on. As always, I want to thank Michael Strange, host of Trouble Minds Radio, for putting these shows on the station and having me here with everyone else that is on the network. If you'd like to support the show, there are some different ways to do that. You can always share the show with others and rate and review it on your favorite podcast platforms. You can find books I've written over on Amazon, paranormal fiction and nonfiction. You can also sign up for the Patreon page, where you'll find one extra episode of the show every month, as much as I can possibly do, of True Paranormal Stories from the Web, and that's available to all paid membership level tiers there. Or you can just make one-time donations through PayPal. Support is never expected, but always appreciated, as there are expenses in making these shows, from equipment to research materials to travel expenses in some cases. And I think that covers all of that. This is another installment in what will be a fairly long series of shows on haunted places in the U.S. Right now, we're still working our way through Alabama. So let me get to the articles here I'm going to talk about. I will, of course, include them in the episode descriptions so that you all will be able to check out the articles yourselves. Here is the first one. It's from onlyinyourstate.com. And it says, the ghostly legend of Gainswood in Alabama may send chills down your spine. It says, there's many Alabama legends you've probably been told throughout your life. I'm guessing this is for people that live in the state. It says several of them might even focus on paranormal activity, of course. And then there's one that talks about this house or this location known as Gainswood. And this is a plantation home, of course, in Demopolis, Alabama. So it says it was built by General Nathan Bryan Whitfield between 1842 and 1860. And it's one of the, it says it's one of America's finest Greek Revival style homes. And of course, there are pictures in these articles, so I definitely recommend checking them out for that. And let me see here. So I'm scrolling down because there's ads. Says that now it does give information about tours here. I forgot to mention. Whenever it comes to these places, please check out the current status of whether or not you're allowed to visit there and schedules and times and all those things, because whatever is in these articles may not be currently accurate. And trespassing is never a good idea for many reasons. So has pictures here in the article, like I said. But going on from the rest of that there. Let's see here. It appears. So let's see here. Lost my spot. And it seems to be. Okay. This is odd. Thought there was more text here, but it does show a plaque of I believe it's like a National Registry plaque. And the plaque says, built in 1842 to 1860, as we said, by Whitfield, by General Nathan Bryan Whitfield, who was born in 1799, died 1868. He was an accomplished planter of the Canebrake. Not sure about that. Anyway, so it doesn't talk much about the actual activity here. Unless it's caught in between the ads, which I'm seeing a bunch of those. So, okay, there we go. It says so I had to scroll down further. That's why. I thought there was more text in this article. Sorry about that. So it says there's a lot of original family furnishings on display. So that's really always amazing when you can find that. There's apparently many people there have reported the sounds of a piano playing, and it's believed that that's the spirit of the children's nanny that is playing that piano. It says the nanny and the children would always play musical instruments together. It says after passing away one winter, the nanny's body was buried and later sent to her home state in the spring. But apparently she is still supposedly there. It says that there's even a book about Alabama and hauntings that I think it's been referenced before. Catherine Tucker Windham's 13 Alabama Ghosts. So that's and Jeffrey, I guess it says title is. Anyway, so it's the title of that story, that part of the book is the ghost at Gainswood. Let's see here. So basically that's the story of it, apparently. The says it's a great place to visit and tour, especially if you're a fan of paranormal activity. But so apparently the main thing there is the sounds of music and the presence of this nanny. It says that's the legend. Let's see here. That's basically the end of that article there. It does go into other things, but so that's the first article I had for today. And a lot of pictures in there. Looks like a lot of the furniture from there and belongings of the family are still there. Beautiful paintings on the walls. And really neat pictures there to look at. Moving on to the second article here. Let me close that. Okay. This is from medium.com. It says, Gainswood, it says, the antebellum beauty and the haunting, or its haunting mysteries. So this is an article here. It does have like an introduction to it. And it says that the town is Demopolis, Alabama. That's where the plantation is. It's apparently in northern Alabama. And it says it's the mansion, or the plantation is known for its architectural beauty and historical significance. Let me see here. It says that there's different hauntings and mysteries of the location. So it says there that it talks about the history of the location, and it says that Gainswood, which was originally known as the Gainswood Mansion, was constructed again between 1843 and 1861. So they do give a year after what the other article says, which is not uncommon with these articles. But and it says it was the brainchild of, again, General Nathan Bryan Whitfield, who was a prominent planter and architect Art planner of the area, and also the architect that helped with the place was Samuel Sloan. It says it has a mixture of the mansion has a mixture of Greek Revival and Italianate architecture styles, including grand columns, and let's see here. So other features. It says the interior of the location features many frescoes, intricate plaster work, and woodwork as well. Excuse me. So it says the mansion served as both a family home and a gathering place for the region's elite, who apparently had many gatherings, their parties there. So it says that, as with many historic homes, Gainswood's past is not without its share of sorrow and tragedy. So it says that goes into the hauntings next here. It first starts talking about the stories of hauntings. They're as old as the mansion itself. There's reports of activity spanning many decades, and here's where we get into all that. It says that there's a lady in white that is seen there, and it's apparently it is this apparition of a lady dressed in a flowing white gown. She's often seen gliding through the mansion's rooms and hallways, basically just very serene. So that's always amazing. That's the lady in white is really, woman in white is, that's a really common thing in a lot of places. Let me see here. Next one, it says footsteps and whispering. People have reported hearing the sounds of footsteps walking through the empty halls. And along with that, there's been the sounds of whispering. And these reports have been make everyone feel creeped out. Which I don't blame them. I've told my old story about whispering before, and it is pretty weird. But the next thing it mentions here is cold spots. Many guests have encountered unexplainable cold spots in certain rooms of the mansion, even on the warmest days, which, of course, is odd as well. Mysterious lights is the next one here, it says. Some people have seen lights or orbs that seem to float through the air or hover in particular areas of the mansion, defying rational explanation. Moving on here, it says, in addition to the whispers, of course I mentioned already, there have been actual full-blown voices heard, even conversations that have been heard in empty rooms as well. Objects have also been known to move on their own, so doors opening and closing on their own, and vibrations that go through the house. So that is odd. Let me see here. So it says that visitors and paranormal investigations is the next section here. So obviously because of all this activity, it has attracted a lot of people wanting to investigate the place. It says that psychics and mediums have also been consulted, and some claim to have made contact with the lady in white, revealing her tragic story, it says, and the reasons behind her lingering presence. So, but that doesn't go into what that is right away. So, anyway, but let me see here. Looking at the rest of this here, it says that as far as skeptics and believers go, it says that as with any location, there's plenty of people that are on both sides of all these activity, whether it's skeptics or believers. A lot of people call it just mere folklore and imagination, of course. And they argue that the weird things that are reported by visitors can often be attributed to the age and architecture of the house, as well as the power of suggestion. So, again, with all that, I always like to respond with, yes, there is power in the human mind, but that to completely dismiss the possibility of other factors, to me, is not, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But anyway, it says here that the location is, let's see here, basically just talking again about how historic the location is. And so, yeah, there's a lot of pictures in here and talks about how the stories of the activity there continue on. Excuse me. So a couple of neat articles there. I might have to start including more articles. But I guess I could really just go over, again, so my own experience with Whispers. Hopefully y'all don't mind to get that again. But let's see here. There's a picture in here. But it's not saying if it was caught or if it's just one included for the article as like a background kind of thing. But it's showing sort of an apparition anyway. So yeah, those are the articles for that location. And we'll go over another one next time when we do another one of these shows. But when it comes to Whispers, like I said before, the weirdest thing that ever happened with that with me was at the house where my dad and she was my stepmom, used to live, and had it happen a few different times where I would be in a room alone or in the house alone, really, the first couple times, and I would hear whispering, sound like a couple of young girls whispering and laughing really quietly. First time I heard it, it was coming from the staircase going up to the second floor. And it was really odd because no one else was in the house. Didn't even sound like my younger sister, who was not there at the time either anyway. And I think these even sounded younger than her. Excuse me. But anyway, I was getting ready to go. Heard these voices in the stairway. And of course, I could see up into the stairway for part of the way. And there was no one there. And again, I knew there was no one there. And of course, the voices went on for a little while. And then they stopped. And of course, the next minute, my family walked in to the house. So it's like they were aware of who was around and where they were and all that when it happened. And by that point, that was years after my first experiences, so I wasn't really that freaked out at the time. And it didn't feel negative or mean or scary or like that. It was just weird. But so that was the first time. And then some, I don't know, weeks later, days later, I'm terrible with days, with time periods and all that. But I was in the next room over and standing beneath this vent that went up to the second floor. Again, no one else was in the house at the time. And I heard those same voices laughing and whispering up in my sister's room. But again, I knew no one was in the house. So, it went on for a little bit and then stopped and then someone came in. So it was like they're aware. And the third time was I was in the room that I was staying in, whatever, I stayed there. And this third time I heard them whispering, and it was in the room, but it was like up near the ceiling. And that was amazing to me, because you're not standing in the room talking and doing that. The room is not that big to make that much noise up near the ceiling. So that was really amazing to me when it happened. But yeah, and so anyway, so I've had experience with that. And of course, I've seen orbs before. The lights, when they are staying in one spot, that's really amazing to think of that, because if you want to explain away orbs, going back to that Gaineswood mansion or plantation, they mentioned that there were orbs that were seen, just or lights seen, just staying in one spot. If it's like a piece of dust or a bug, I mean, I guess maybe. But for it to be that visible and with the naked eye and also basically staying in one spot, that's, to me, that sort of rules out anything floating through the air. Unless there's like a vent right beneath where it's at, but I'm guessing they would rule that out. So, yeah, really odd, the whole light thing. And that lights seem to show up in so many different things. And so, yeah, so many of my experiences I had with lights. But I'd love to go check that place out. There's so many of these places I'd love to go check out. But it does sound like there's a lot going on there. The sounds of music and whispering and voices and footsteps and all those things. And then I wonder if the lady in white is the nanny or if it's someone else. Of course, they don't say. That second article didn't even mention the nanny like the first article did. So it's hard to say, but it's possible. It could be the same one. Especially, I mean, who knows what nannies would have dressed like further back in time. I don't know. I don't know much about clothes and fashion and all that stuff. So, but the conversation thing also, that's always amazing, because it makes you wonder, are you hearing conversations of people from another time? Is it just a residual of people talked so much in that one room or in those certain rooms and had conversations there so much that that is sort of a residual energy of that left over from who knows how many conversations in a place? I always joke about, I feel bad for whoever moves into my place because they're going to hear some weird guy talking at random about weird things all night. And oh well. Can't do anything about that, like I said before. But, yeah, so it sounds like a lot of stuff that happens at that location. And, again, it's all things that, other than the woman in white, I mean, I've seen a figure in white, but not really a woman in white. But it's amazing how many similarities there are to so many experiences people have in other places and other times and all those different things. There's so many patterns. And that's sort of why I wanted to do this Haunted Places in the U.S. series. I've kind of toned it down. I was going to just try to cover like as many places as I could. But then I realized that it's just that you don't have to. Just doing a handful of places from each state in the U.S. I think is a good way to just get a general idea of the activity in all those states and across the country. So it's not going to get every different kind of thing that happens, but I think it's a good enough way to just give a general image of what kind of things happen all across the country and experiences people have had and continue to have in these locations. So that's all I have for that one. We'll go do another one next time when we do another one of these shows, another location, and I'll see about getting a third article, and I'll go from there. Whenever I do these from now on. As far as plans for the rest of the shows this week coming up here, I'll be doing another one of these next time, next episode, and more on the book review series that we just started in the previous episode, and of course more True Paranormal Stories from the Web as always, and I'll try to get another Patreon episode recorded soon too, because I did miss the one from last month, but last month was quite the month, so. But a lot going on there. But thank you all for listening. And we'll get into more of these haunted locations another time, next episode. And I will talk to you all then on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.